Welcome back to Community Connections, and I've got with me Bonnie from Bridge Builders. But first of all, I've got to tell you about a couple of things coming up. There's a My Aged Care Forum coming up on Wednesday, the 16th of August, between put your teeth back in, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. It's at Darren Honey Centre, which is behind the Uniting Church, Maroondah Highway, Healesville. Lunch will be provided. Well, there you go. Join Elders Rights Advocacy and Healesville Learning and Living Centre for a morning of information, of sharing and a lovely lunch. Topics include home care packages, my aged care and how they'll be used. They'll also explore issues of elder abuse, which is shocking, and how to get support. So if you want to be part of this, it's supported by the Elders Rights Advocacy and also Yarra Rangers Council. It's on between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Wednesday, the 16th of August. For bookings, 5962 5982, 5962 5982. And of course, again, calling for local musicians 13 to 25. What a shocker, I'm just over that. To perform in a youth concert on Friday, the 15th of September, 5 p.m. at ECOS in Westbourne. They're seeking bands, singers, instrumentalists, duos, trios and all genres. Look, you need to get hold of youthconcert23@gmail.com very quickly, because you have to have your submissions in by the 21st of July, which is 2 days' time. So youthconcert23@gmail.com. And who knows, you might be the next Elton John or something. But no, it sounds like great. No. Anyway, I have with me Bonnie, and she's with Bridge Builders. Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Alan. Thank you so much for having me today.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Now, I know you're involved down there as a program manager, and we're going to talk about that program. But first of all, what made you get involved with Bridge Builders?
Yeah, so I started Bridge Builders back in 2015. I was just finishing high school, and one of my best friends at the time was attending Bridge Builders.
As a client or as a worker?
She was a leader, yep. As a leader. She'd started as a young person and became a leader. Yep. And yeah, she invited myself and one of our other friends, and I went along and thought it was a little crazy but awesome. And here I am 8 years later.
So you must feel as though you're doing some good, or you wouldn't keep going.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Now, you're specifically involved with a particular program, so do you want to tell us a bit about that program first?
Yeah, sure. So that would be the You Are Retreat for Young Women.
What's it called?
You Are Retreat for Young Women.
You Are Retreat, yeah.
Yep, so the UR retreat is where we take away 70 girls for 4 days.
70 girls?
70, yep. It is, yep.
What age group?
13 to 15.
Yep.
So the year 7 to year 9.
Getting worse by the minute. So where do you take them, Bonnie?
So we go into the Yarra Valley. We don't disclose the actual location just because of the girls that come along. But
I'm not trying to get that, but do you take them to a retreat, or do you camp, or what's the setup?
So it's kind of like a camp, like a school camp, got cabins and stuff like that. So yep, in nature, it's really nice.
All right. So what's the point of taking them away?
So a lot of the girls that come, they just might be in a place in their world where they don't really know who they are, especially at that age. You're trying to figure out who you are.
Because of mental health issues, or just they just don't know?
Yeah, a bit of both. It can be mental health issues. It might be family issues, addiction issues. And then some of them just genuinely don't know, and they're bombarded by social media, expectations of what they should be.
Or who tells them what they should be, and doesn't necessarily fall into place.
Yeah, exactly, rather than accepting who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess are some of these girls victims of abuse, or is it just it doesn't have to have a problem? It's just that they're not too sure who they are.
Yeah, it's definitely both. You get the... I guess you get some that they just don't know who they are, they might be a bit lost, or they just don't know how to connect with other young people and want to learn how to make some friends and stuff. And then some, we do get some worst case scenarios as well.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Community
And that was Bananarama and Venus. And we're talking to Bonnie from Bridge Builders. In particular, I know Bridge Builders have a lot of programs there, and we've had Beck in and talking about some of those, and also Phil, the chairman. But we're talking about the Young Women's Retreat that comes up in September. First of all, Bonnie, how do you find the participants?
So the main way we find the participants is through the schools. So we have a list of about 50 schools in the area,
yep.
Yarra Valley, Maroondah, Knox, and we talk to the wellbeing coordinators. So they actually nominate 5 girls that they believe would benefit from the program.
And how many girls do you normally take away at a time?
So it is 70. Last year was the first time we did 70. Before that, it used to be 50.
Right.
And then we increased the numbers.
Obviously, because there's a bigger need than what there was.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So how long has the program itself been running?
So the program has been running for 16 years this year. So since 2006.
And why, I know you probably weren't involved at the starting, but why did Bridge Builders set it up?
So it actually came out of a girls only day that Bridge Builders did in 2004.
Right.
And it was out of this concept of, there was this concept that women don't participate and that women were afraid to participate.
In what though?
In
participation can be a big thing.
Yeah, in anything, in everyday activities, in going to a festival, you see the guys step up, but maybe not the women. And it's all like guys step up before women sometimes.
So you don't find as many women or girls going to some of this stuff as what guys? I suspect the guys go looking for girls, but the girls might not be there.
Yeah, exactly. So it came out of that idea of wanting women to be proud of themselves and to feel confident to engage and participate in life.
So are we saying, and I don't want to put down anybody that's been involved in this, but are you saying that a lot of the girls that come along are fairly low esteem?
Some of them, yeah. Again, you get the a broad aspect of girls, but we do get quite a lot that do have that low self-esteem and just need a bit of encouragement.
So it's all right. I'll take a quick break because I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you, but we'll put them together. I'll just take this quick break and we'll be back with more. with talking to Bonnie from Bridge Builders. I lost my place there for a minute. Bonnie, all right, so you find these girls, and we've told us a bit about Pipe. How long does the camp last?
So the camp is 4 days, Monday to Thursday.
Monday to Thursday?
Yeah.
All right. So what happens to fill in these 4 days? What do you do with the girls?
So each day, we actually have a theme of each day. So the four themes are create, immerse, empower, and celebrate. And each day is filled with guest speakers, workshops, and activities around the theme of that day.
So when you say activities, are we talking about activities where they learn to depend on other people, or what sort of activities do you run?
So some of them might be outdoor activities, right. And then some are things that, you know, maybe they've never done before, like arts and crafts, and some of it's about pushing them outside of their comfort zone.
I was just going to ask
you,
do you do sort of physical things, or is it where you push your body beyond what you think you can do, or is it mainly brain-wise, I guess?
I think it's more mindset stuff.
Yeah,
it's more mindset stuff, that learning how to do something even though you're really scared to do it, but learning how to just say yes anyway.
Do it.
Yeah.
But that's not mainly physical, it's mainly just through your brain and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but then you might be doing physical stuff. So, for example, it might be a flying fox and someone who's afraid of heights. It's about...
Oh, that's what I was getting to.
Yeah.
So you do that sort of stuff
as
well.
Yeah, that kind of thing, teaching them how to overcome that fear and, or, you know, just learning how to do it with the fear.
Do you teach them to depend on other people, or is that not part of the of what you do?
Yeah, we definitely talk about their sphere of influence, like who's around them, who's encouraging them, building them up and lifting them up in life.
All right, so when you say empower, that's a big word. So what does that sort of entail? Like if we were going to do today empowering, would you just be sitting there saying to the girls, looking, do whatever you want to do, or how, without going too much into the course, what sort of thing do you do to sort of bring that out in the girl?
I guess it's all about getting them kind of together and showing them other people who have kind of felt empowered in their life to do something. And it's all about, it's kind of that self-esteem stuff. It's about looking at who you are as a person and realizing that, you know, no matter what happens to you in life, no matter what challenges you face, you can feel empowered that you can do it and that, you know, you are enough just as you are.
Because very often the limitations in our life isn't really limitation, is it? It's put there by us.
Yeah.
So, and very, well, I'm no philosopher, and from what I see, a lot of things... We say we can't do it, when in fact our body and our mind could do it. It's just that we don't want to do it, or we're frightened to do it.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's about no matter what they face in life, knowing that they are enough and that they'll always be enough, and even that is enough empowerment in itself.
So the girls that come along have probably shown at the school that they can't necessarily cope with that, haven't they? Like, you wouldn't bring somebody that was really outgoing and that, like, they wouldn't get a lot from the course, would they?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, some of them do, because some of them really like the leadership side of it, and they take a lot of the stuff out and then they actually come back as a leader for the retreat.
Ah, I was going to ask you that. The next thing, if you've got... a number, like you've got 4 days and you've got up to 70 young people, how many leaders do you need?
20 leaders.
20
yeah.
leaders. And they're all volunteers?
Yep. Everyone is a volunteer. Some of them are working full-time. Some of them have their own kids.
Oh, do they? So it's not just necessarily another girl. It could very easily be a mum.
Yeah. So we've got a couple of our team members that they're past participants. So our youngest is 16 and she was a past participant 2 years ago. And then we also have a couple of mums that have their own kids, some adult kids, and they want to give back to other kids.
So will some of those, we'll talk about the mums just for some for, at this moment. So some of those mums came to the program years ago, probably not really realising they could be a mum and a leader and all this sort of stuff. And now, because of because of being a participant, it's changed their lives, so they want to help others change theirs.
Yeah, definitely. We see that a lot. We see the girls, they usually come back to Bridge Builders afterwards, and then once they start journeying through, you know, their own life and their own stuff, and they realise, oh, I actually want to give back to other girls.
These young people, is it when they go away for the 4-day course, do a lot of them then either get together or stay together later on, or do they meet, go to the course, and then come back and then tend to shatter away from each other?
You get both. So you get some girls who they'll come back to Bridge Builders and be at Bridge Builders for years afterwards.
Because of the friends they made?
Yeah. And some of them do make those life friendships and they're still friends with them. And then some of them, they just go on with their lives. And it's funny, like I went to Coles at 11 p.m. the other night and I bumped into one of the girls who was now 18. And she was like, I went on the girls' retreat like 5 years ago. And, she hadn't really been at Bridge Builders since then, but we just bumped into each other and...
So some of them do that. They come in, they go to the course, they get what they want from it, and then they just go their own way.
Yeah, because we kind of think of it, it's like planting a seed in the girls. So you're, like, planting that, that self-worth, that you can do anything, we believe in you, and then... they go on and flourish in their own lives. Yeah, exactly.
They do it rather than... And that's terrific because so you don't want them to have to rely on any organisation if they can then come out of it and then go and live the life they were destined to live, then I guess that's a lot better than people having to have it reinforced all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the point of the empower. It's empowering them to, build those assets and then be able to live their own life and feel like they can flourish in their own life.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Welcome back to Community Connections. I should mention, too, a couple of things that I'll be back on Sunday. In fact, I'll be doing a couple of shifts on Sunday. I'll be here between 12 and 3 with Music Memories and More, hits of the 50s, 60s, 1 o'clock funnies and all that, boy and his music. And then I'll be back between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. And I'll be doing Having a Little Faith. Greg's going to have this Sunday off. But next Wednesday between 12 and 2, we've got coming up, we'll have Siri coming in to talk to us, then we'll have Cindy McLeish, and we'll also have Choice Tunes. We've got the person, just got to get their music and away we'll go. So that'll be next Wednesday, but we're talking to Bonnie from Bridge Builders. Bonnie, you were saying that on these camps you have around about 20 leaders. I mean, that's no small effort. Well, no, I don't want to say qualifications, but what do those people bring to it? Like, are they people that have been through it to talk to them, or are they trained counsellors? Or what sort of people do you have involved in your leadership team of the camp?
So we do have a couple of counsellors, as you said. Some of them are past participants. Some of them are mums that, you know, they've got their own kids and they just want to help and love other kids. But some of them are just like, they've got life experience, or they've just, I guess it all comes to desire. It comes to the desire to want to help young people. And, you know, we take them through the training and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, because you wouldn't just throw them into the...
No, it's probably a bit much to throw them in the deep end.
Well, you also want people that know what they're doing, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, it's people that have the heart to want to help change young people's lives.
And you at the when it comes up this year, do you think you'll have go for 70 again? I know you did used to do 50, now you did 70 last time. So do you think there's a need for 70 each time? Or
yeah, definitely. Yep, we're seeing it every year. Like, the need just gets bigger and bigger. So we did make the constant decision to go for 70 every year. So
when these girls are on camp, do they? Apart from attending these things that are going on, which is the reason they're there, do they also have to look after themselves on camp? Like, do they have to cook for each other and things like that, or is that all done for them?
That's all done for them, yeah. So the cooking and stuff like that is catered for them. And the leaders, I guess, the leaders kind of go through the experience with them, to journey with them, sit beside them and help them through anything they need.
All right, we've just got to take a quick break. And we're back with more.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly. Some of us don't know why.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 16 minutes to 2, 12 degrees. We're trying to get to 14. Who knows if we'll get there. Down to 4 tonight and back to 14 again tomorrow. So, and showers developing. So we're in a bit of cold weather and a bit of rain this week. Anyway, we're talking to Bonnie from Bridge Builders, and we've been talking about the Young Ladies Retreat that's on every September. Now, she just mentioned something which has intrigued me. You talk about butterflies. Now, I think of butterflies as things that are going around in the sky, but I guess that's not the butterfly you're talking about.
Sort of. So,
I don't see them floating by.
No. So pretty much the process we take the girls through camp is kind of like the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly. So when the girls arrive on camp, you know, they're very nervous. They don't really want to be there.
Some of them shy?
Very shy, yeah. Some of them don't say a word. And really, you know, closed off in themselves. And the journey we take them through over the 4 days, you see them start to transform into this beautiful, confident butterfly that's, you know, confident in themselves and sure of themselves and their worth. And, yeah, it's amazing. So we refer to the girls as butterflies.
How do the girls, do they like that description?
Yeah, they don't mind at the end of the 4 days. They understand the concept of it and they're all happy and friends and,
Do you find, well, let's just expand that a little bit. You say that some of them turn up shy and all that. So does it take some of them, what, 24 hours to sort of, or do they, I guess it depends on every girl, so I'm probably asking an impossible question, but I'll ask it the same. Or do you get any that just don't relate the whole time?
It's a really good question, actually, because normally it is that day two we start to see the girls start to open up quite a bit, get comfortable with the leaders. Yeah. And then by the end of day three is when you really start to see the girls really open up. But you're right, some of them... get their wings, grow their wings. But you're right, some of them, it might not be till the end of camp and they go home. And then some of them, once they go home and they go back to their reality and they go, oh, wow, actually, that was amazing and I realise how much potential I have.
So. Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I guess some of them... At the actual time, it's not such a big thing as to when they get home and they go back into their own world and they realise, hey, I've come a fair way compared to what I was doing.
Yeah. And a lot of them, they get back home and it's that they're not in the same environment with the other leaders and the other girls and they go, oh, I just want to go back to camp now, you know. So it is a big flip.
We'll just take another quick break and I guess we probably haven't got a lot of the girls listening, but maybe mum and dad or very often grandma and grandpa, and you think that this is going to really suit. Bonnie's going to give you some contact details and the sort of girl that she's looking for. So get a bit of paper and pencil. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Welcome back to Community Connections, and we are talking to Bonnie, and we're talking about the Young Woman's Retreat. Now, first of all, Bonnie, we'll get some contact details from you, and also, I guess, if there's anybody out there that wants to volunteer, you'd be more than happy to hear from them. But yeah. The other way, I just want to ask, how is this funded? Like, do the girls have to raise all the money for it, or how is it funded?
So pretty much our team has been working for 12 months to build the camp, and a part of that is getting community sponsorships to, you know, make it so that camp can happen. So we actually give the girls a discounted fee. So
you want to, because I guess you want to keep the dollars down as low as you can for the girls, don't you?
Yeah, because again, they're coming, some of them might be coming from that low socioeconomic where they can't actually afford big fees. So
sometimes they're probably the girls that need it the most.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So it is a small fee of $99 per girl.
That's 4 days.
Yep, four days.
And they're fed as well and all, aren't they? Yep. So it's not a lot of, I know it sounds like a lot of money if people haven't got it, but it's not an expensive 4 days with they get bed and breakfast and all their meals and
all the activities. And we always can work with people to do payment plans, stuff like that, so we just want to get the girls on camp.
So the girls don't have to do any pardon me fundraising themselves. Bridge builders go out and obviously you don't do barbecues and that, you go out and looking for corporate sponsors.
Our retreat team have been out for the past 12 months finding the community sponsorships, doing some events, teaming up with some people to hold events to raise the money for it.
And I guess if there's any company listening that can see that they'd like to be involved, I guess you wouldn't mind hearing from them either, would you?
No, definitely.
It's always handy. All right, so apart from the fact that we've sent out a bit of an appeal now to mum and dad or grandma and grandpa, if this is the sort of child you've got, it's got to be a girl, and between ages?
13 to 15.
Are you also looking for extra volunteers?
Yeah. So we've still got a few spots open on our leadership team. So anyone who's got the heart and wants to help out can talk to me and we'll go from there.
Well, I can have a heart, but what else do you need? Is there any experience you're really looking for, or is it just someone who believes in something the likes of this?
Yeah, essentially it just comes from someone who believes in the likes of this, maybe has the life experiences, but normally I chat with them and we go through an interview process just to make sure they are the right fit and camp will fit for them, so yeah.
All right, so we got grandma, grandpa, mum and dad listening this afternoon. How are they going to get hold of this, find out more and get hold of you to be involved in this?
So the best way is to visit our Bridge Builders website.
Which is?
www.bridgebuilders.com.au. And www.bridgebuilders.com.au.
That Bridge Builders is all one word?
Yep, all one word.
Yeah.
Yep.
.com.au.
All right,
so they can do that. What about, is there a phone call, like a phone number for Bridge Builders?
Yep, they can contact our office number on 1300 640 160. Again, 1300 640 160.
So that's Bridge Builders, all one word. A Bridge Builder or Builders?
Builders with an S on the end.
S on bridgebuilders.com.au or 1300 640 160.
Yeah,
and
correct.
That's whether they be a young a person. Do you take referrals from mum and dad or grandparents, or does it have to be the girl that applies?
No, it can come from anyone, parents, grandparents, family, even a family friend, someone they know. Anyone
who feels that they're the person they know is maybe lacking a little bit of what was the word, I forget, but they lack a bit of
confidence.
Is
that the one?
I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Or feeling a bit of shy and not quite exactly as they would like to be.
Needing some empowerment in life.
I guess one of the things that some girls are just naturally shy, don't they? And so we shouldn't be putting them down saying, well, if you're shy, that you need this. But, I mean, it's more, I guess, if they're a bit lost and not so much they are shy, but they don't necessarily want to be shy.
Yeah.
And someone who believes they come out. The four things that you do on the camp, again.
Yes, the theme, the four words.
Yep.
So they're create, immerse.
Immerse yep. yourself into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Empower.
Yeah.
And celebrate.
Yep. And obviously the celebrate is the fourth day.
Yes. Lots of fun.
Well, I was going to ask that. I mean, it's not all just sort of sitting down and you as the leaders talking to them, is it? I mean, it's also they're going to get pretty bored if it's just going to sit there for 4 days.
Yeah. No, we make sure that they can get involved and they can get up and have a lot of fun as well. So we've got a lot of interactive workshops and...
Went off there. So I guess, do you find also that when you get a... Like, do the 70 girls all together in one group, or do you break them up in groups over the days?
We break them up into groups over the days.
So the next question is, which I'm intrigued to find out of these little groups, whatever they might be, do you find that you always get somebody who becomes a leader of that little group just because... That's just their personality?
Just happens naturally, yeah, yep, definitely. I remember it last year, we had one that just stepped up and started, you know, shouting at the team and telling them, you know, how to do this and how to do that and leading. And, yeah, sometimes they don't even realise they had that within themselves until they were put in this environment and stepped up.
Well, I guess some of them, particularly if they've been either downtrodden by the family, because some families seem to think it's real smart to tell boys and girls, you'll never be any good. And if they've been subjected to abuse, I mean, some young people, from what I'm told, are too frightened to even have an opinion at home. So if you live up in that sort of environment, or if you live in that environment over a number of years, 13 years or 11 years or 12, pretty soon you think you're not worth much.
Yeah, definitely. It's really hard to break out of that.
That's one of the worst things that parents can do to a young person. But you do hear them where they say, oh, you're worthless and, you know, you're silly and you'll never make any good. So if you tell a person that often enough, then they start to believe it, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess anybody in that situation, and maybe mum and dad don't see it, but grandparents often do. So I guess it is a call out to grandparents. If you've got a niece or a nephew or a grandchild that you think should be and would learn a lot from this, then you should get hold of Bridge Builders at
www.bridgebuilders.com.au
or phone
1300 640 160.
Bonnie, it's been terrific having you in. At some stage of the game, if somebody is at Bridge Builders can organise it, I'd love to talk to either a girl now or an older lady, but somebody who's been through the program. I'd love to hear their story as to how they started off and what happened over that life. So
definitely,
you know, maybe if you can give that a bit of thought, and see if we could maybe a volunteer who started off and did that. I think that'd be a fascinating story to listen to some of these people.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's in September of this year. So is it designed around the September school holidays?
Correct. It's in the second week of the school holidays.
Which is good. So it means they don't have to even lose time off school.
No, exactly.
Bonnie, it's been terrific having you along. Thank you for coming in. We hope that you get plenty of phone calls. Well, I shouldn't say that. You don't need plenty of phone calls. All you need is the person that needs that program, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much, Alan.
No worries. Thanks, Bonnie.